Blessed be your name. Honor to your name for a night like this. For the privilege of being called your own. The privilege of your presence. Glorify. Be honored. Be adored. Not one person will leave here the same way they have come. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Blessed be your name, Lord. Honor to your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. I welcome everyone this evening as we quickly look at the subject of vision, understanding vision for reigning. Reigning. It's our month of reigning by vision. Genesis chapter 37, verse 5 to verse 9. The Bible said, and Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood round about, and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us? Or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Our objective tonight, first, will be to understand vision for reigning. And second, is to define vision, and third, understanding the way of vision. Just briefly, understanding vision for reigning. The scripture makes it clear that vision is critical for people's status in life. Whether someone will be on the floor or be at the top can be a function of vision. Three examples in scripture. Number one, Joseph reigned in the land of Egypt by vision. Genesis, where we read chapter 37, verse 5 to verse 9. Joseph reigned in a foreign land by vision. Number two, Jacob reigned and overcame the oppression of Laban by vision. He reigned, and overcame the oppression of Laban by vision. Genesis chapter 31, believe verse 37, and Genesis 31:37. Can you look at that? 30:37. It's further, right? And Jacob took him rods of green poplar and the hazel and the chestnut tree and peeled white streaks in them. And he made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods. Whatever Jacob wanted them to birth, he placed it in front of them to see. So Joseph had a vision which he placed in front of the animals. That vision made him to rule, made him to reign, made him to overcome. The pernicious devices of Laban. If you move down all the way to verse 43, 44, the Bible showed us, and the man increased exceedingly, and he had much cattle and maid servants and men servants and camels and asses. 44. All right. He increased greatly. That was Joseph and that was Jacob. Thirdly, Abraham reigned, ruled, and took over the land of Canaan by the power of vision. Genesis chapter 14, verse 14 to verse 15. He took over that land by the power of vision. 13, 14, 15. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and eastward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. All the land of Canaan, where Israel lived today, Abraham saw it. He ruled, reigned, and took over the land by the power of vision. Somebody is going up by vision this year. You are the one, say amen. If you are the one, say louder, amen. Now, what is vision? What is vision? Let's define vision. Number one, vision is accessing and upholding God's plan and purpose for one's life. Accessing and upholding God's plan and purpose for one's life. You gained access to God's plan and you hold it up in front of you. What Joseph saw as a dream was what God wanted him to, where God wanted him to find himself. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, God told Jeremiah, he said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Now he was telling him what he had in mind for him. If he's to place that in front of him, that is vision. Number two, vision is seeing beyond the moment into the future. You are seeing beyond the moment into the future. Is seeing beyond the immediate unto the ultimate. Your life may be somewhere now, but you are not focused on where it is. You are not fixated on where your life is. You are focused on where your life should be. Hebrews chapter 12 and in verse 2. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. There was a cross where he was, but he was not focused on that immediate, that moment. He was seeing the joy at the right hand of God the Father, despising the shame, and for that purpose he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. In vision, you are somewhere now, but you are looking beyond where you are to where you must be. Is seeing beyond the immediate unto the ultimate. Seeing beyond the moment into the future. What was it that made Joseph to interpret the dream for the butler and the baker? Because himself had a dream. And he knew that dream was going to come to pass. He believed in his own dream's interpretation. So he could interpret for others their dreams. While he was in the prison, he was looking at the throne, looking at the palace. And he got there. I don't know where you are tonight, but I believe that God, after tonight, is taking you somewhere. That amen is just too weak. Number three, vision is the destination towards which one's life is headed. The destination towards which one's life is headed. Write the vision, make it plain that he may run that readeth it. Habakkuk 2 and verse 3. That is, you are clear where your life is heading. That destination you can see. The steps you are taking, they are ushering you somewhere. The moves you are making, they are taking you somewhere. Your action steps is taking you somewhere. Your lifestyle is taking you somewhere. That direction towards which you see your life heading. Facing that direction. Seeing that direction is called vision. Number four. Vision is the mental reality of future possibility. In my mind, it is real. I may not be there yet, but it is real. Proverbs 23 and verse 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Ephesians 3:20. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Mental reality. Future possibility. This house was a reality in the mind before it became possibility in the future. Overflooded crowds at Area 1 was a reality of the mind before it became a possibility. Glory Dome overflooding. It's a reality in the mind. Becomes a possibility. Hallelujah. Number five, vision is the seed of picture that produces the fruit of the future. It is the seed of picture that produces the fruit of the future. Vision is the future in seed form. It is the way an architectural blueprint or a design is. It is the structure in seed form. The seed form. When you sow the seed, you reap the harvest. When the right conditions are put in place. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say louder amen. That was Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. Before I formed you, I knew you. You were a seed. You were my picture. Before you became my creature. Did you hear that? You were my picture before you became my creature. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9 and verse 10. I am the Lord. Remember the former things of old. For I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient time the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Somebody say a loud amen. Hallelujah. Plant that seed in your mind. The future that you see, plant the seed of it in your mind, and the future must happen. Somebody say a loud amen. I prophesy to somebody here today, that future that is in the seed form will come to pass. Say a louder amen. So what is vision? Number one, vision is accessing and upholding God's plan and purpose for one's life. Number two, vision is seeing beyond the moment into the future. Seeing beyond the immediate onto the ultimate. Number three, vision is the destination towards which one's life is headed. This is where my life is headed. It's my vision. Number four, vision is the mental reality of future possibility. In the mind is already a reality, but it's a possibility I'm working towards. And five, vision is the seed of picture that produces the fruit of the future. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! What is the impact of vision? Ephesians 3 and in verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. What is the impact of vision? What is the outcome of vision? What is the effect of vision? Number one, vision is a language of communication and communion with God. It's a language of communication and communion with God. The way prayer is a communication and communion with God, in the same manner, vision is a language of communication and communion with God. You can communicate with God by asking and communicate with God by thinking and seeing. That's what Ephesians 3:20 said. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. So God is paying attention to the asking. He's also paying attention to the thought, to the vision, to the imagination, the picture. That is why I say, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. That's why I said, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Somebody say, what are you talking about? Isaiah 65, 25, 24 killed the matter. And it shall come to pass that before they call, what happened? What is he answering? They have not even called. They have not even spoken. But what they wanted to call about is in their mind. But what they wanted to call God about is in their picture. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. Hallelujah. That is why he said, whatever things are pure. Philippians chapter 4, I believe verse 8. Whatever things are just. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, anything that you like, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are testimonious, good report, if there be any virtue and any praise, if you bring excellence, it will bring praise, think on these things. So you can have them. Why is your mind centered on what you don't like?
He said, whatever things are lovely, are of good report, if it is heard about or talked about, is a testimony. Settle and dwell on them. Because you thought you were thinking. But do you know that in the realm of the spirit, your thought is as audible as your word to God? Your thought is as audible as your word. You don't need to talk before God knows what you are planning. I like this to change your mind completely. So bad. And I am not saying that you should just only be thinking and not be praying. That's not what, that will be an error. You know, when you stretch the truth, it becomes an error. No. Because he said unto him that is able to do exceeding above all that you can ask. So all of them proceeds. You are a man of vision. You are a man of prayer. You are a woman of vision. You are a woman of prayer. When they merge together, two shall agree as touching a thing. What you are saying corresponds with what you are thinking. What you are saying corresponds with what you are picturing. What you are saying corresponds with what you are imagining. Then a threefold cord no devil can break. Somebody say a loud amen. Lift up your hands and say in the name of Jesus, the things that are lovely, the things that are of good report, they are on my mind. The things that are lovely, they are of good report. Testimonies are on my mind and they shall come to pass. Vision is a language of communication with God. Number two, vision is the platform for incredible possibilities with God. On the wings of vision, you travel into the world of incredible possibilities. All this is coming out of Ephesians 3:20. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. What we ask can usher us into unimaginable possibilities, and what we picture can usher us into the realm of unimaginable possibilities. So your limitation can be your mentality. And your limitlessness can be in your mentality. Yeah, you can see unbelievable results according to what you are thinking. And you can be thoroughly stranded based on what you are thinking. Vision is the doorway to accessing the world of incredible possibilities. Finally, vision is raw material for the working of the power of the Spirit. It's raw material. You are giving the Holy Spirit work via vision according to the power that worketh in us. The power that worketh in us is looking for vision to work with, according to the power that worketh in us. Paul Yonggi-cho said that vision is the language of the Holy Ghost. He said, in the last days I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Young men shall see visions. Visions of the spirit, visions from the mind. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. As you blast in tongues, the Holy Ghost is ransacking, what is that computer word? He's trying to browse your mind to see if there's any vision there you can take and work with. Hello? Lekitoko babarati kakashakalagaroset, lekita barata kasato kalite kibikaros, Leka Parata. Okay, this guy wants to build a lot of churches. Oh, okay, this guy wants to sponsor a lot of crusades in 2026. I can see the picture in his mind. He's trying to look for millions to sponsor crusades, to invest in crusades, and so on. Okay, right. Move now, Shate Kolaba. Get him this job. Get her that job. Just connect him there. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Look at your neighbor, say, don't let your mind be blank. Give the Holy Spirit something to work with. Tell another person, don't let your mind be blank. Give the Holy Spirit something to work with. Tell a third person, say, don't let your mind be blank. Fill it with raw material. I just feel like running a little bit. I feel like running a little bit. I see an explosion happening to somebody. Somebody, I see a light bulb just turn on in somebody's life. Hey, 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 hey. This is a life-changing revelation for somebody. Just place the picture. Place the picture and give the Holy Spirit something to work with. Let me tell you something. A young lady wanted to marry, and after she was delayed for a long time, she went into a magazine and cut out the picture randomly of a man that was sharply dressed, decently dressed, and put the picture on the wall. And said, this is the kind of man I like to marry. Man wearing tuxedo, you know the way, and then the bow tie, and just place it right there. This is the kind of man I want to marry. But I would also like to marry a man who works in a furniture company. So that our house can be interior decoration. Good furnishing all the time. So she kept the picture right there. It was right in her mind. One day she was driving on the highway. I heard this story. I think it happened in America. So she was driving on the highway. A man was driving on the opposite side. The man waved. She waved back. That was her offense. The man drove and then turned. And started driving after the person who just waved back to him. Then she became afraid. And started speeding. Then as she sped, the man increased his speed. As she was speeding, the man increased his speed. She said, I'm in trouble today. What made me to wave back? Long story made short, she stopped the car somewhere and the man parked by the side. Hello? Hi. So who are you? What's happening? Say, well, I just saw you. I greeted you, greeted me back. And something tells me I should just come and find out who you are. Long story made short, the man is a vice president of a furniture company, dressed just like that. Looks like it was the same man in that picture. Next story, they were married. Do you understand what just happened? While that vision was in our eyes, the Holy Ghost had something to work with. Went and moved the man from where he was to drive her way. For their paths to cross. Do you wave for everybody you see on the road where you are driving? Move the man to wave for her. Move her herself to wave back. And it became a reality. Apply it to every area of your life. Apply it to the area of your spiritual life. Apply it to the area of manifestations of God's help and grace in your life. Apply it to every area. You give the Holy Spirit what to work with. Masha koko bakataka lakaya. Stand up on your feet. You give the Holy Spirit. Was that 3 points we made? Vision is the raw material for the working. He said, according to the power that worketh in us. The power that worketh in us is looking for something to work with. It's looking for faith in your heart. It's looking for vision in your mind. A woman placed the picture of triplets. How many of you remember? In Commanded the Midnight Prayer. Every time there was declaration, she will watch the picture of those triplets. She was trusting God for the fruit of the womb and went all the way to put picture of triplets. I'm sure the media will find it for us before we are out of here. She delivered triplets. As she saw, so it was. What is the way of vision? While you stand, number one is the way of prayer. We're going to come back to this. I will stand up on my watch and I will watch. The place of watching is the place of praying. Say, watch and pray. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. I will stand and I will watch. At the place of prayer, God begins to put in your heart what is his plan. Put in your mind what is his future for you. What he has in mind for you. What he has in mind for your family. What he has in mind for your destiny. At the place of prayer. The place of prayer is the place of vision. Number two, the place of the word. He said, and I will watch to see what he will say. So vision can be a communication from God, from his word. The Lord appeared unto Samuel by the word of the Lord. 1 Samuel 3:21. So the scripture is given to you to paint the pictures of the future. So from the scriptures, the picture can be painted. Because, you know, the Bible, when the Bible says things at times, there's a lot of description. It shall be like a tree planted by the rivers. It just gives you things to imagine. Like the stars of the sky, so shall your seed be. So these pictures, these scriptures are meant to paint pictures. Paint pictures. Shall lay up gold as dust. Paint pictures. And the pictures become your future. That's right. Can you see the picture of the triplets she put up there? The only difference between what is up there and what is down is that the picture up is Caucasian children and the one down is African children. But other than that, it's triplets. Triplets. Triplet is triplet. Hallelujah. Somebody is blessed tonight. Who is as excited as I am with what you just said? Who is as excited as I am with what you just said? This year something will explode. This year something will explode. This year something will explode. This year barriers shall be broken. Limitations shall be dismantled. This year you shall access dimensions you never accessed before. This year grace shall speak. Possibilities shall happen. Lift your hands and let's begin to speak it. Pray in the spirit. Masha kola baragade galagada harisari. Reta seto frata sata la baragada husaladina. Open your mouth and pray. Say, Father. Louder, say, Father. Say it louder, say, Father. Thank you for your word to me today. Thank you for causing me to hear you. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Now listen to this. Tonight, our focus and emphasis is going to be on divine guidance and direction. We need to hear you. And that hearing is what occasions vision. We are going to ask that the deafness be blasted off. Let's see, let's hear. While we open the scriptures, let's see something. At the place of prayer, let's hear you. We are beginning with appreciation. So lift up your hands and go ahead in appreciation. Appreciate it. Father, we thank you. Rato soko pele dosho. Raka pala da kala bala da kala bala. Pita glorifa. Lire soko pande ziyana. Shaka la bala da kala bala da kala bala. Lifato soko prete kele bradiya. Lere de kele bradiya kala bala da kala. Thank you for causing us to hear your word. Ile prando soko la bala da kala bala. In Jesus' mighty name, we are thanked. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Romans 8:28. Let's read it together.
Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Say with me, Father, thank you for this 10 days of the fast. Thank you for strength and help at the place of prayer. Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up a voice and make
us pray. Thank you for this 10th day of the fast. Thank you for strength and help at the place of prayer. Be glorified, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for this 10th day of the fast. Thank you for strength and thank you for help at the place of prayer. Be glorified, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let it have been to
Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 29 in verse 11. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Let's
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord.
Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. Say after me,
Father,
thank you for all interventions,
testimonies.
Answers.
Receive
at the place of prayer.
So far.
Be glorified.
Lord,
in Jesus' name.
Go ahead and make
that
All answers.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Psalm 32 and in verse 8. Let's read together.
I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go.
I will guide thee with my hand. Say after me, say, Father,
I ask
that you instruct, and guide me
in
2026.
Teach me, Lord,
the way
I should go.
Lord, in Jesus' name, open your mouth and pray.
Guide me in 2026. Teach me, Lord, the way that I should go. In 2026, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you instruct and guide me in 2026. Teach me, Lord, the way that I should go. Are you praying, people? Jesus.
Amen. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3.
Let's read it together.
Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest.
Hallelujah. Say this prayer after me. Say, Father,
Father,
I call on you
this day,
and I ask,
that you answer me,
and show me,
great
and mighty things,
which I
never knew
before.
Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up voice
Father,
and pray.
I call on you this day, and I ask that you answer me and show me great and mighty things which I never knew before, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, I call on you this day. And I ask that you show me, you answer me and show me great and mighty things, which I never knew before, Lord. In the name of Jesus, heal our body. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, let's read together. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the way, and see, and ask for the old path, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. And for this sake, where will not walk therein. Lift up your voice, say, Father,
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 I ask that you show me the old path, the good way, that I can walk in consistently to guarantee my rest in 2026. Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice,
Father, I ask that you show me the old path, that I can walk in consistently to guarantee my rest.
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 12. Can we read together?
The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made evil both of them.
Can we lift up our voice as we pray together? Say, Father,
Father,
I ask
that you cause me,
to possess
the seeing eye
and the hearing ear
throughout
2026 and beyond, Lord.
In
Jesus'
name,
lift up your voice
and pray. Father, I ask that you cause me to
Isaiah chapter 42 in verse 18 and 19. Please, let's pray together.
Hear ye
deaf,
and look ye blind, that ye may see.
Who is blind but my servant?
But my servant
or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect and blind as the Lord's servant?
Please pray with me. Say, Father, I receive total healing from spiritual deafness and blindness in 2026. Lord, in Jesus' name, Isaiah 25 and verse 7. Let's go there.
And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering that is cast over all people and the veil that is spread over all nations.
Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Say, Father, we ask that you destroy the blanket of darkness, blindness, and evil that is spread over our nation. Lord, in Jesus' name, go ahead and accept that prayer. Manly Koto Koto, Brahma Dava Dava Dava, Le Koto Koto Dava, Brahma Dava Dava,
Blindness and evil that is spread over our nation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The blanket of darkness, the blanket of blindness, the blanket of evil that is spread over our nation in this season, we ask for the destruction of it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we are a God, stand in the name of Jesus.
Precious name. Amen. The Lord heard us and he answered us. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.